Huddy opened the door and stepped into the shed, which was still cooler than the outside, although just how cool it might have been was impossible for either man to tell, because they were both sweating like pigs. Huddy was holding his gun up beside his right cheekbone. Arky grabbed a rake from the pegs close by the door. It clanged against a shovel, and both of them jumped. To Arky, the look of their shadows on the wall was even worse than the sound. They seemed to leap from place to place, like the shadows of nimble goblins. "Huddy," he began, "shh. If it's dead, why you go shh?"
"Don't be a smartass," Huddy whispered back.
He started across the cement floor toward the Buick. Arky followed with the rake handle gripped tight in his sweaty hands, his heart pounding. His mouth tasted dry and somehow burnt. He had never been so scared in his life. And the fact that he didn't know exactly what he was scared of only made it worse. Huddy got to the rear of the Buick and peeped into the open trunk. His back was so broad Arky couldn't see around it.
"What's in there, Hud?"
"Nothing. It's clean."
Huddy reached for the trunk lid, hesitated, then shrugged and slammed it down. They both jumped at the sound and looked at the thing in the corner. It didn't stir. Huddy started toward it, gun once more held up by the side of his head. The sound of his feet shuffling on the concrete was very loud. The thing was indeed dead. The two men became more and more sure of it as they approached, but that didn't make things better because neither of them had ever seen anything like it. Not in the woods of western Pennsylvania, not in a zoo, not in a wildlife magazine. It was just different. So goddamn different. Huddy found himself thinking of horror movies he'd seen, but the thing huddled up in the angle where the shed walls met wasn't really like something from those, either. Goddamn different was what he kept coming back to. What they both kept coming back to. Everything about it screamed that it wasn't from here. Here meaning not just the short hills, but all of planet Earth. Maybe the entire universe. At least as sea students in science such as themselves understood that concept. It was as if some warning circuit buried deep in their heads had suddenly awakened and begun to wail. Arky was thinking of spiders. Not because the thing in the corner looked like a spider, but because, well, spiders were different. All those legs. And you had no idea what they might be thinking or how they could even exist. The thing was like that, only worse. It made him sick just to look at it, to try to make sense of what his eyes said they were seeing. His skin had gone clammy, his heart was missing beats, and his guts seemed to have gained weight. He wanted to run, to just turn tail and stampede out of there.
"Christ,"
Huddy said in a little moan of a voice.
"Oh, Christ."
It was as if he were pleading for it to go away. His gun sagged downward and outward until the barrel was pointed at the floor. It was only 3 pounds, but his arm could no longer support even that paltry weight. The muscles of his face also sagged, pulling his eyes wide and dropping his jaw down until his mouth opened. Arky never forgot the way Huddy's teeth gleamed in the shadows. At the same time, he began to shiver all over. And Arky became aware he was shivering, too.